get up early. Old age is golden, so I've heard said. But sometimes I wonder as I crawl into bed, with my ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? But though nations are warring and business is vexed, I'll still stick around to see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? Might get up and go as got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places might get up at. Each morning, dust off my wits, open the paper, read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead, so I eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? Might get up and go as got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of places might get up at. Sing you little bits of some other songs of other American wars. 1846, war with Mexico. Not everybody agreed with this one. You know, Abe Lincoln, he voted against it himself. But they went in, soldiers said, pretty little pink, I once did think you and I would marry. But now that you have turned me down, I'll no longer tarry. I'll put my knapsack on my back, my gun upon my shoulder, fly away to Mexico to be a valiant soldier. 1863, well, there wasn't agreement here neither. Let's see. But a great song, one of America's greatest. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. Well, his soul goes marching on. 1898, war with Spain, invasion of the Philippines, more disagreement. Mark Twain thought that President McKinley should be boiled in oil, but that didn't stop McKinley and the soldiers went in. This is not a very pretty song. Damn, damn, damn the Filipino, cross-eyed Kakiak Ladrone. And beneath the starry flag, civilize them with a crag, and go back to our own beloved home. If there's any Philippine people listening, I hope you pardon me. I'm just trying to get the history out. A far better soldier song is one written in 1917 by black soldiers, and every GI since has learned it. Oh, the coffee that they give you, they say, is mighty fine. Good for cuts and bruises, tastes like iodine. I don't want no more of army life. Keep it, I wanna go. Keep it, I wanna go. Keep it, I wanna go home. I learned that song myself. I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river. That's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy. The big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Sergeant Spencer, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nellie, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where he'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool set to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Very good, Matthew. You've almost got it.
Yes.
When are you off to America?
I'm going in the next couple of days, actually, so I thought I'd better brush up my South Spangled Banner.
Yes.
Well, you have to. You have to be able to stay there. Otherwise, they won't give you a visa. America's sticky about them. Toscanini waited for years and years.
Mind you, you can see their point of view. If they didn't have these regulations, any old riffraff could get in.
Yes. They've got a lot of riffraff there already, haven't they?
That's the first thing that will strike you.
The first thing that will strike you about the Americans is they're not English.
Of course they're not English, they're American.
Now what I mean is they're not English, they're not of English stock, haven't you? You have to look at the names, Lipkowitz, Ribblewitz, Vaseline, they aren't English names.
They used to be.
No, they never were.
I mean, they used to be, they were English stock, they're Anglo-Saxons.
Puritan.
Exactly, it's the Statue of Liberty that started the rot.
And how was that?
Well, you see, they put up the statue. But I mean, it's a lovely statue.
Well, it's the largest.
You didn't want a statue. Some idealistic Johnny went and inscribed on the bottom all this business about, give me your poor, your huddled masses. Well, of course, people did. The huddled masses left of the opportunity. They came over in droves.
Spread like rabbits, died like flies.
And spread like wildfire,
the hopeless swamp. Isn't that a very serious colour problem over there?
Yes, there is, but you weren't having a difficulty.
I think there is a very real danger of seeing the colour problem simply in terms of black and white.
It is a lot more complicated than that. Yes.
But I gather the Negroes are sweeping the country.
Yes, so they are. It's about the only job they can get.
Very well, they do it too. And what's all this black muslin I hear they're wearing?
They're not wearing it, they're joining it. It's a movement rather than a flock. Of course, Bobby, one thing you will notice about America, it's a very young country, rather like Ghana, I have to say. Of course, they have inherited our two-party system, haven't they? How does that work? Well, let me see now. We've got the Republican Party, which is the equivalent of our Conservative Party, and then there's the Democratic Party, which is the equivalent of our Conservative Party. And then, of course, there are liberals in the shape of people like,
Are the liberals Democrats or Republicans?
Yes.
That is convenient for us. Of course, you know, the Americans must be frightfully jealous of our royal family.
But there is a sense in which the Queen is the president of the final story in his wife.
One was.
Yes. Yes,
the whole dilemma of the American Constitution.
Mind you, I think he did an awful good job. He's a very cultivated fellow,
surely. I understand he's taken such a federal idea of all that.
Thank you. Thank you. Live for the thrill of what the world was born. Live for the thrill.